Here's a message to all Americans. Our national birthday was supposed to be on July 2nd, not July 4th. The signers of the Declaration of Independence became a fantastic example of cultural entomology. If the preamble to our Constitution were more of a diary and less of a poetic diatribe, it might have read thusly. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the escape from angry horseflies. It's true. The delay of the signing happened because the wind picked up near the Congressional Congress and blew horseflies into the Congressional building. The frenzied flies attacked our forefathers wearing their horsehair wigs and drove them out of the building. Now that is an explicit impact of bugs on the body politic, one of a zillion examples of practical, compelling, and sublime connections between the societies of humans and the world of insects. And that is what the Insect News Network is all about. I am your host and creator, E. Emmett Brady, and the theme of today's show is the independence and interdependence between humans and insects. On the top five hexapod headlines, we talk about the discovery of the Higgs boson, intergenerational voicemails left in the soil between plants, evolutionary strategies of bugs, and the source of the biblical plague of locust. My guest in the studio is metaphysician and Buddhist practitioner Jenna McCasey. We discussed her profound insect paintings and the power of pranayama, also known as bee breath, in the yogic practices. I also dive into why people who like bugs are a little bit weird and, by all accounts, anarchists. And this show came together because of the mutual love that Jenna and I share for the theme song of the Insect News Network, the mystical and inspiring goth classic, A Spider's Stratagem, written by Dead Can Dance back in the 1990s. You'll hear it if you listen to the show. Go to insectnewsnetwork.com and type in #9. That's #9 in the search bar. And while you're there, send me a correspondence. Let me know how you think and how you feel about our independence and interdependence with the six- and eight-legged creatures of the microcosm. Because remember, it's not just about the bugs. It's really about us. Only on the Insect News Network. Imagine that.